Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and technical enthusiasm. The hog contract's likely to begin on a mixed basis, thanks to profit-taking and positioning around the expiration of spot December. Now, market watchers will start the morning still looking for the week's firm set of cattle bids and asking prices. We could see a few preliminary bids surface, but really don't expect serious packer inquiry surfacing until Thursday or Friday. Our guess is that feedlot managers will price live steers and heifers at 115 or better. Live and feeder contracts seem set to open moderately higher, boosted by follow-through buying, improving cash prospects, and positive technical considerations. Now look for the cash hog trade to resume at midweek with bids steady to a dollar higher. Weekly slaughter could be somewhat smaller than last week, but probably not by much. Expect the total kill to come close to 2.4 million head. Spot December is scheduled to expire today at noon. The hog futures are ready to open on a mixed basis, tied to profit-taking and long liquidation. Well, corn closed a fraction higher yesterday in deferred months, while the soon-to-expire December had a little bigger gain as the crop markets appeared to be in a holding pattern ahead of the Federal Reserve's interest rate announcement today. The central bank is widely expected to raise rates at least a quarter of a point. Wheat markets finished mostly higher yesterday, although December soft red winter and December spring wheat are lower ahead of today's expiration. Price changes throughout the three wheat markets were minimal as trading has been light. Gains have been kept in check by big world supplies and uneventful demand news. Corn futures closed a fraction higher yesterday in most nearby months, with March remaining above the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. And December had the best gain, but trading was light, and its open interest had dropped to 1,500 ahead of Wednesday's expiration. And soybeans finished a few cents lower as they retreated for a second day. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our futures, cattle futures, December live cattle up 77, 111.12. February up 102 at 113.97. January feeder cattle up 42 at 128.97. And March was up 110 at 126.10. February hogs down 42 at 61.75. The April up 27 cents at 66.35. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up a half penny at 415 and a quarter. May up a half cent, 426 and three quarters. March Chicago wheat up a quarter penny at 417 and a half, and the May up a half at 428 and a quarter. March corn up a half cent, 361. May up a half penny at 367 and three quarters. January soybeans down 3 cents, 1028. March down 3 cents, 1039 and a half. March cotton down 18, 71.86. May's down 14, 72.06. January crude oil is down 88, 52.10. February down 88, 53.06. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.